Today is Tuesday, December 8th. What to know about a COVID-19 vaccine summit happening at the White House today, and who is choosing not to show up, all while the UK starts vaccinating people in the public today. Also, today marks one of the national deadlines in the election results process. We'll explain. Plus, Uber reverses on its self-driving car plans. Which pet scams doubled this year and how to avoid them? And the multi-million dollar deal for the rights to a music legend's songs. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order to make sure Americans are given priority when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. has promised to help other countries in vaccinating their populations as well, but President Trump wants to make sure that initiative does not take precedent over the American people. Trump is expected to sign the order after giving a speech at a COVID-19 vaccine summit at the White House today. The White House event will feature talks with administration officials and drug distributors. They're supposed to discuss the process of reviewing vaccine candidates and getting them out to the population. But drug makers Pfizer and Moderna RSVP'd no to the event. Stat News reports they viewed it as more of a PR stunt or news conference than a meaningful meeting. But we can expect to hear about those companies anyway. The FDA is expected to authorize the first vaccine made by Pfizer as soon as this week, possibly in a couple of days. Another one from Moderna could get the okay from the FDA by the end of next week. And then some healthcare workers and some vulnerable Americans should be able to get their vaccines right away. But it will take months for everyone who wants a vaccine to actually get one. The Trump administration also revealed its plan for tracking vaccines, and they're going digital. The Health and Human Services Department announced a new federal computer system to track the shots, but it will be up to each region to decide what information to share. By the way, the UK started vaccinating its citizens today. The first people to get the shots there are those over 80 years old, National Health Service employees, and home care workers. This first wave includes about 400,000 people in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. They're going to be getting Pfizer's version of the vaccine since the UK became the first country to approve it. Public health officials there are calling it the largest scale vaccination campaign in our country's history. President-elect Biden has picked a few more members of his administration, and yet again, he's made some historic choices. First up, his defense secretary. Sources tell news outlets like Politico and the AP that Biden selected a retired general, Lloyd Austin, to run the Pentagon. Politico reports Biden feels Austin is crisis-tested and well-respected across the military. The Senate would need to sign off, though, and he's expected to face some pushback. Since most of the time, defense secretaries do not have military backgrounds, they usually have more political backgrounds with a different set of skills. But if confirmed, he would be the first Black defense secretary. That official announcement is expected as soon as today. Also, Biden has now tapped Rochelle Walensky as the next CDC director. She is currently the chief of infectious diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital, as well as a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. However, Walensky has never run a government agency or an organization as large and complex as the CDC. But she says she's up for the task. Walensky sent out a tweet that says, quote, "I'm honored to be called to lead the brilliant team at the CDC. We are ready to combat this virus with science and facts." And that position will be a done deal because she will not need Senate confirmation. Georgia has once again confirmed President-elect Biden's win in that state following a vote count for a third time. Of course, the first time was right after Election Day. Next, the state ordered a manual hand recount because it was a close race. That one narrowed Biden's lead a little bit, but did not change the result. The third and final one came when the Trump campaign requested a machine recount. It was just completed, and once again, the result is the same. Still, President Trump is not accepting it. On Twitter, he called on Georgia's Republican governor to do signature verification on mail-in ballots, claiming that would give him an easy win. Now, to be clear, Georgia's governor did call for a signature audit last month, but elections officials say it's not possible. And here's why. Every election year, signatures are verified as votes are counted. Poll workers have to make sure the signature on the ballot's envelope matches the one on file. But then once they do that, the envelope is tossed and only the ballot is left. So at this point, there's no way to track the envelopes back to their ballots. Also of note in this whole election process, today, December 8th, is known as the Safe Harbor deadline. It's meant as a warning bell for states to resolve any disputes over who won in their state. That said, some Trump lawyers have interpreted this Safe Harbor law differently, and some legal experts told the Wisconsin State Journal it's not a firm deadline. But those same experts said the next deadline coming up in just 6 days is firm, and that's when the electors are expected to vote and make the outcome even more final. Either way, the Trump campaign and its supporters still have some lawsuits pending in Georgia and other swing states where the president lost. But experts expect those cases to be wrapped up before next week, so we'll see. At this point, 46 of the 50 states have certified their election results, and none of the four still pending were close races. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Whether it's addictive social media, work priorities, family, or something else, it can be hard to find time for yourself. And that's why you're going to love the app Blinkist and some of its newest features, because it makes it easier to learn without wasting time. And I know you love that because you listen to The Newsworthy. Blinkist gets us. It takes the key ideas and insights from more than 4,000 nonfiction best-selling books in more than 27 different categories, and then creates just 15-minute text and audio explainers. And now they've also teamed up with the podcast creators that usually have really long episodes, so you can listen to their shows as well faster. I've recently put Blinkist on the home screen of my iPhone as a reminder to read instead of just scrolling through on social media all the time. They have best-selling books like The Barefoot Investor, The Only Money Guide You'll Ever Need, or learn more about the topics we've talked about here on the show with books like Deepfakes and The Infocalypse. And right now, you can go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist Premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off in a 7-day free trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. California is rolling out a new contact tracing app this week, making it the largest state in the country to do so. It's called California Notify, and it will be very similar to what we've seen in other states. Its main purpose is to let users know if they've been exposed to COVID-19. It does that by using Bluetooth to keep an anonymous log of all the phones each user has been around for 15 minutes or more. Then, when someone tests positive, an alert gets sent to those phones, letting the users know they've been exposed as long as they have the app as well. Remember, this technology was first created by Google and Apple, and the idea was always that states would use the software to create their own apps through their public health departments. But the New York Times reports so far only a third of U.S. states are actually using it, and not everyone in those states is actually opting in. California Notify goes live on Thursday. People with Android phones can download it from the App Store. Apple users already have the software to support it, so they have to go to their iPhone settings and turn on what's called exposure notifications if they want to use it. You can actually do that now, even before the statewide program starts later this week. Uber is selling off its self-driving unit. The company's Advanced Technologies Group, or ATG, was sold to a self-driving vehicle startup called Aurora. It's not clear what the exact terms of the deal are, but as part of it, Uber is investing $400 million in Aurora. So as Engadget reports, Uber is essentially paying the company to take the unit off of its hands. It's apparently pretty expensive to operate, and it also has some safety issues and bad PR, which might be why Uber wants to offload it. But the company is not walking away entirely. Uber CEO will also be on the board of Aurora. Next up, with the help of this new expertise, Aurora will be working on a self-driving truck and eventually robo-taxis after the deal closes early next year. Pet scams are spiking in the United States. That means people have been paying for animals online and then never actually getting them. The Better Business Bureau says scams like this have more than doubled this year, and some people have lost thousands of dollars. CNN reports the pandemic is behind this. It has people shopping for pets online more than ever because they want a companion to help them feel isolated, and some shelters have been closed to the public for safety reasons. So scammers are trying to take advantage. So the Better Business Bureau says if you are looking to adopt, consider checking out your local shelter first. Even if they're closed, some will make appointments or let you look at pets online. And when it comes to buying online, the advice is to make sure you see the pet in person or through a video call before you actually hand over any money. If someone gives you a picture of the animal, you can also do a reverse image search to see if the picture has been used before in a different listing. Anyone who's already been scammed can report it to the BBB or FTC. Airbnb has launched a new nonprofit that provides housing to people in need. It's simply called Airbnb.org instead of .com, and it lets homeowners rent out their properties for free or at discounted rates. This is specifically to provide housing to frontline workers, as well as refugees, people affected by natural disasters and other crises. Homeowners who offer up their priorities will also get a special badge on their profile that recognizes their generosity. The new nonprofit is live now. And separately, Airbnb is expected to go public later this week, targeting a $42 billion valuation. More on that when it happens. It's being called a blockbuster deal. Music legend Bob Dylan sold his entire songwriting catalog to Universal Music Publishing Group. And this is pretty big. The catalog includes more than 600 songs, including classics like Blowin' in the Wind, Shelter from the Storm, and Like a Rolling Stone. No word yet on how much this deal is worth, but the AP reports it could be as high as $500 million. And that's probably because the songs, which span nearly six decades, have helped shape American music and culture. Some say Dylan has been as influential as the Beatles, and he's won a Nobel Prize for his songwriting. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is brought to you by FitBod. Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it can be hard to find the right workout program and stick with it. It might be overwhelm, boredom, or simply not being on the right program to see results. For me, I get pretty bored easily, so FitBod is able to keep things fresh and effective. FitBod combines the knowledge of fitness pros with a powerful machine learning algorithm to give you a workout program that maximizes your results. You simply tell FitBod if you're looking for general fitness, muscle tone, or even Olympic weightlifting, and then it tailors the program to your unique body and the equipment you have available. You can use it at home or at the gym. It's super easy to use and even has video tutorials for new exercises if you need them. Personalized training can be pretty expensive, but FitBod is only $9.99 a month. Plus, our audience can try 1 month of workouts completely free. Yep, get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/newsworthy and try FitBod for free for 1 month. Again, that's fitbod.me/newsworthy to get one free month. fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, what is the world's largest island? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories. So find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, what is Marilyn Monroe's real name? The answer is Norma Jean Mortensen. That was the name given to her at birth, but she had a couple since then. It was first changed to Norma Jean Baker, since Baker was her mom's last name. She went by that at the beginning of her career when she started out as a model. But when she switched to acting, a studio executive suggested she change her name again. The actress suggested Monroe as her last name because other people on her mom's side of the family had that name and she liked it. And then the executive came up with the first name, Marilyn, because she reminded him of a Broadway musical star named Marilyn Miller. At that point, the stage name Marilyn Monroe was born. And of course, that's how we know her to this day. Shout out to Cheryl, Catherine, Michael, Marcy, and everyone who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thanks again for making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.